Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are walking day by day through the book of Romans. And we are seeing a theme in Romans chapter 2, where Romans 2 is showing us that hypocrisy is not a protective layer. It is actually evidence against us. Paul's repeated question, "You who teach others, do you not teach yourself?" Well, that reveals that hypocrisy exposes hearts that have been untouched by grace. This goes along with what we saw in Romans chapter 1, verse 32. It goes along with what we saw in Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Humanity condemns sin while committing it. Hypocrisy is not ignorance. It is willful inconsistency. It reveals that we have knowledge, but we have no submission to the truth. It's that we have truth without the transformation. And Jesus treated hypocrisy with severity because it distorts God's character before others. So hypocrites don't merely sin, they misrepresent God. And that misrepresentation invites the judgment of God. So Paul's logic is relentless here. The more truth you claim to represent, the more accountable you become. Hypocrisy magnifies guilt because it rejects the very truth it proclaims. So this is not about being perfect. It is about being sincere and biblical. Believers stumble, repent, and grow. Hypocrites excuse, conceal, and continue. One is marked by humility, and the other is marked by pride. So Paul is clearing the ground for what's to come in Romans chapter 3, where he will say that every mouth has been silenced. Hypocrisy is silenced first because it is the loudest false defense. Make this your prayer today. Lord, give me integrity that flows from a biblical repentance and a living faith. And here are two peoples you can pray for today as well. Oscar Guyton and his family are national change makers in Nicaragua. And also, pray for the people of Kenya that their hearts would be opened up as they listen to the LifeWord broadcast known as The Combine.